KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Happy Monday. The week's here already. The weekend went by way. I can't say way enough. Too fast over the weekend. I can't believe we're already Monday. Friday just felt like it was just a second ago, but it was a great Friday show. And I want to touch on that Friday show because it has relevance to today. At the end of Friday's In Focus, which again, you can catch that on demand at newsradiokman.com. Had a lot of folks from a lot of our local emergency services, including Riley County EMS. We had RCPD in studio and also Manhattan Fire Department and Christy Ingalls with American Red Cross, because the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive, the 15th annual Battle of the Badges Blood Drive, does start today at St. Thomas More Church. That will be from 11:30 to 6:30 today, and also tomorrow from 7:30 to 1:30. Both of these events at St. Thomas More Church. And remember, it is Battle of the Badges, so they like to have a little bit of fun with it. When you go in to donate, either at the beginning or the end, you could go ahead and submit your ballot for your favorite department. And there is a big trophy that gets passed down year to year. Manhattan Fire Department's the reigning champions, actually, of the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive. And I do want to remind you that according to the American Red Cross, they are facing emergency blood shortage right now. And they're actually issuing an urgent call for blood donors to give. So give now so patients can continue to receive some of that life-saving treatment that they need right now. Blood products are being distributed to hospitals faster than donations are coming in. And I know type O is also really needed. I know we touched on that during In Focus Friday. And I just want to play again Craig Vandekriek, fun guy, very fun guy. He was in a studio representing Manhattan Fire Department during In Focus on Friday morning, and he came prepared. The fun thing about Battle of the Badges is that there's always a lot of fun trash talk between all the departments because they all want to hoist that trophy, because it's basically a popular vote from the public on who their favorite department is. So MFD was, again, the reigning champion of that last year. And Craig came in. He was well prepared. He didn't come in and just talk some trash and say, you know, we're the best. He came in with a little bit of some slam poetry. I went ahead and during that In Focus, he read it fresh. He didn't tell us he was doing this, and he read it, and it was a real hit during the first segment. We all got a really good time with it. In the second segment, I actually had him read it again, but this time I added a little bit of some beats in the background for him. So here's Craig Vandekriek with that Battle of the Badges slam poetry that he recited during Friday's In Focus, in case you missed it.
I don't have a title for it, actually.
Untitled.
I overstepped.
Lifesavers.
Roses are red, so is our truck. If you think you're beating us, you're fresh out of luck. EMS, you might be able to handle a heart attack, but sorry, that ambulance is looking whack. Hey, PD, you think your cars are cool? Newsflash, you drive around looking like a fool. You both cruise around looking like dweebs. We roll up and people treat us like celebrities. But even though we battle in this studio, soon we have to go back to duty, you know? And if one of us needs help, the other two will be there, because deep down, we all really care. So don't procrastinate. Come on down and donate.
Man.
That's pretty awesome.
I like it.
Man. That is great. That might be a first. You know, we have these battles all across the country, but that is probably a first.
Around,
that was pretty good.
I don't own the copyrights to it if anybody wants to steal that, man. It's all yours.
I don't think anybody's stolen it yet, but that was Craig Vandekriek with the Manhattan Fire Department talking some trash, some prepared talked trash, some spoken word on Fridays In Focus. Again, if you missed that whole segment, we had two segments with all of them, and it was really a lot of fun. You can catch that on demand at newsradiokman.com. Again, that blood drive starts today at St. Thomas More Church on 2900 Kimball Avenue, 11:30 to 6:30 p.m. today. Then again, tomorrow from 7:30 to 1:30 p.m. So be sure you check that out. Vote for your favorite department. And we'll, of course, when we have all those ballots tabulated at the end of Tuesday, hopefully Wednesday morning, we'll let you know who that winner is. Does MFD hold on, or is it somebody new? We'll let you know. Looking ahead at today's In Focus, and a little bit after that, we'll look ahead for the whole week. But here after this break, we will have Brad Clausen. he'll be in and talk about Furniture Amnesty Day, which will be this weekend. Always a big event and really kind of ushering in. It's really kind of that first event that lets you know that, yep, we're about to start school again. Students are going to be coming back. They're going to be looking for furniture. So he'll tell us all the details on that. And we'll also have some folks from Pottawatomie County, some 4-H'ers, and Pott County Extension. We'll talk about the Pott County Fair. Looking a little bit ahead, Tuesday we'll have some folks from Pottawatomie County on In Focus. We'll have Commissioner Travis Altenhofen and Nancy McCarter, the county clerk, will be here starting at 9:06. Looking at Wednesday, Riley County Schools will be in here. And we'll also have Global Campus representatives, because they're going to talk about, or K-State Global Campus, they're going to talk about an initiative that they're partnering with the Kansas Board of Regents for those looking to finish their bachelor's degrees. So they'll be in Wednesday to talk with us on that. Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health will be in Thursday. Friday, we'll have an SRO officer, a student resource officer, will actually be in Friday's In Focus to tell us a little bit about what he does and what he sees, and also probably some folks from the Riley County Police Department. So good week of In Focus coming up. On the other side of the break, we'll have Brad Clausen to talk about Furniture Amnesty Day. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance